Hi everyone, hope you're right. This podcast is not what you see. One second. Yes, whether you believe it or not, wow, I'm blocked on all my Facebook pages. Just so you know, I'm blocked, I just see, on all my Facebook groups, page, profile, everything. This is a first. Anyway, we're here to speak about Israel, the Great Deception. With us is Barak and Mark Steele from the UK. We may have Michael Ganot with us, although, again, the broadcast on his page is blocked again. I will put Barak and Mark back in, and I will try to fix the problem. Maybe I can still post on Facebook, but most likely I cannot. Hi, Barak. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay, I just want you to see something. Have a look on my screen. Sorry. Look. Live 528, all right. Twitter or X, whatever, all right. See all the Facebook, all the groups and pages.
Wow.
You see? All blocked.
All
see
blocked.
What I mean?
I guess you went on something. You know, I guess you really like hit some nerve.
I probably couldn't have thought. We've had a chat this morning, and it's an issue. You know, some of the information that we have is seriously problematic to the let's call them the controllers. I like them the proper name, Satanists, but if you know, some people don't like that, so I call them the controllers.
Yes. But I've been posting and speaking in Hebrew and English with Barak over the last 5-6 days. The same things as well, given different angles. I was blocked a few times. My broadcasts were blocked a couple of times, but this is the first time I see all my pages and groups are blocked. I'll let you start. At the moment, I can tell you that on my platform, let us see, on my platform, we have with us not too many people. We have like 30 people. And again, I'm saying I'm blocked all over Facebook. I wonder if I can post anything on Facebook. Let me see. Anyway, you can start. Israel, the Great Deception. Barak, why we call this broadcast by this name?
Because it's here to address the people who misunderstand the truth about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and what's happening now. There is a misconception between the people who know what's going on here that because it was a false flag operation, which means some people in the Israeli government and the Israeli army were helping, allowing to this massacre to happen. But at the same time, the massacre actually happened. The people actually got murdered. The atrocities were actually made. And the innocent people in Israel have no clue about this, and they were hurt and injured. So there is no deception, actually, about the casualties. The deception is about the false flag that happened. So we address this in this broadcast. I hope that at least from my side, I will bring a perspective and maybe a bit of historical perspective to the conflict, because most people, and I got some feedbacks from people who posted, they say, why should we cry for the Israeli children since Israel doing war crimes against the Palestinians for decades and decades? And I like to bring them the understanding that although, and maybe I will repeat this a few times, there is this paradox that although Israel is the stronger country, and although there is more casualties throughout the years in the Palestinian side, Israel is not the aggressor here. Israel is the victim in the game that the power that be, the Illuminati, is playing of rule and divide. The aggressor is actually the Palestinian, and they have a very oiled propaganda machine that actually use the casualties. They want casualties so they can use it as a propaganda and as a political weapon against Israel. So when all of these people are feeling sad out of empathy and out of lack of knowledge of the subject, and they post how horrific and war crimes Israel are doing, they are actually falling to the trap of the Palestinians, of the Arab Muslim. They are not even Palestinians. And they, because they are falling for it, they are incentive for the same terrorists to do the same atrocities. When you come, let's say with your children, and you start shooting at some people, and the people shoot at you back, and you hide behind your children, and the children get killed, and then you say, look, these people killed all of these children, they are the villain. And when you are continuing to promote this propaganda, you are actually supporting the murder of those children. The blood of the Palestinian people are on the hands of the left people in Israel, and all the ignorant, maybe well-intended people in the West that say for free Palestine, because the full slogan is from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which means to destroy Israel. If you're supporting the Palestine agenda that is supported by Klaus Schwab, by the UN, by the tentacles of the Illuminati, you are supporting the genocide of the Palestinian people and the genocide of the Israeli people, which are innocent victims because they are a scapegoat. They have no idea about behind the scene how the government and the occultists are pulling the strings from both sides to make this conflict happen. So this is my opening statement.
Thanks, Barak. Mark.
Well, my opening statement is the greatest crime ever perpetrated on mankind, including you know, the Israeli population in particular, was the deployment of a biochemical weapon, of what they call a vaccine, by the established governments across the world. But in particular, one of the largest uptakes was actually Israel. And we know that those nanoparticulate contaminants cause sterilization. We also know that it's interconnected with the large network of the wireless body area network that's actually installed in Israel. So all of the Israelis who have actually taken that biotech weapon will be tracked, can be monitored, will most certainly be sterile. And unfortunately, what's actually happened and what's happened in the United Kingdom, we've got a politician here who, Andrew Bridgen, who's had evidence and is getting enough evidence from academics in Israel to show about this mass extermination agenda, this mass murder event. And because of that, what we've now seen, this mass atrocities, these globalist atrocities, to deflect, to actually take people's attention away from the real issue, which is the mass extermination of the populations across the world. This is a 6 billion murderous event. It's not 20 people, it's not a few hundred people. Just only yesterday, there was a woman from, I think, Romania, who has actually went to a place in Switzerland to commit suicide due to the torturous life from this poison. Now, most of the people now who've taken that poison due to the 5G network can be tracked and can be exterminated at will. Now, I've got no doubt that this whole globalist satanic cult have orchestrated, we know that, we know it was a false flag, we know it was orchestrated by the controlling satanic cult, we know that it's all part of an attack on Israel, on Israel's upcoming attack on Palestine. They are peripheral, that peripheral knowledge, even though they're horrific, there's absolutely horrific things going on. It's absolutely shocking, and it, you know, just an indictment of how horrific these satanic cult members, they have no humanity, zero humanity at all. They're not concerned what your religion is, what color your skin is, what their plan is. It's a satanic cult who is planning a mass extermination. And this event we see going on, one of the issues with it, we're the creator's creation, and we manifest these realities. These atrocities are caused specifically because we manifest them into reality. If we ignored them, these cult members wouldn't even perpetrate them, be no purpose. We see what's happening in Ukraine. We heard about this, you know, all this stuff about Russell Brand. They're all deflections. They're deflections from the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is these cult members are planning mass extermination, sterilization of the world's population. And the main target is the Jews in Israel. When I spoke about Iron Dome and about the imprisonment of the Palestinians, it was actually the imprisonment of the Israelis in Israel, right, from this equipment where they can be tracked, traced, and now, due to this 5G wireless body area network, can be exterminated. We've got the evidence. We've actually got the evidence. There's a guy in Ireland who contacted me a few days ago. They're seeing up to 250% increase in death. Apart from the sickness, we've got a massive increase in morbidity rates in the United Kingdom since 2019 5G switch on in the UK. We saw 90,000 people extra dead. This was prior to their so-called pandemic, which was a total another psyop, another orchestrated psyop to get people vaccinated with a biotech weapon across the world. The main target country was Israel. It's the main target country for this. So what does it tell you what's really going on? The Israeli people are under attack from their own leaders. Their own leaders are planning their mass extermination, and they've done a pretty damn good job. And the reason they're doing a great job is because people are easily distracted by these other issues. Everyone knows it was a psyop. These are psychological warfare operations, mimetic wars, nonsense going on all the time. We're seeing the United Kingdom. We're next. Make no mistake about it. They're not stopping just with the Jewish population. Everybody is in their line of sight. We've got people coming here. I mean, we know people, you know, we've got a lot of this immigration coming in, this uncontrolled immigration. As soon as those kids get off those boats and get took to those hotels, the NHS go in and inject them immediately. There's a number of different parts of the biotech weapon where I can basically monitor and control. What I'm doing with those nanoparticulates in the contamination, I'm increasing the resolution for the cull. I'm increasing the resolution so I'm getting more data gathering. I can actually psychologically control these people. They're called psychotronic weapons. They've embedded neural links into people's brains, these nanoparticulate contaminants, so they can control these characters. For all we know, all those people are psychologically and controlled psychotronically with the equipment that's already been installed. This is the sophistication of this 5G mesh network that can actually control people's behavior. The things that are going on are absolutely horrific. Nobody's going to turn around and say or try and denigrate the horrific events on the ground. We know that. However, the bit, what it's all about is it's to stop people from identifying the real elephant in the room. Now, what's going to happen in a lot of the, in the Jewish community, by next year, you're going to have rabbis going, where's the children? Where's the babies being born? People are going to start recognizing this genocide where people have been sterilized due to the nanoparticulate contaminants that their own governments have facilitated their injections. We already know that. We've got the Pfizer documents. We've got the Pfizer documents about the loss of babies, the death of babies after women were vaccinated, where they became pregnant during the trial and they lost the babies. What we don't have is the sterilization effect from the nanoparticulates. I've got the documents here which show the sterilization event. What's going to happen next year when everybody starts to work out what's really went on? And this information is coming specifically out of scientists in Israel. They're sending information because, unfortunately, the Israeli people were the greatest victim in this biotech weapons attack. They were the greatest victim. What the problem is, they don't know it yet, but they will know it. And the reason for this warfare, the warfare is a deflection. It may be, it is horrific, but it is a deflection to the real attack, which they're still in the planet. And that's what they're trying to take people's attention away. It's basically a deflection, an absolute horrific deflection. I mean, think about it. When you would plan the type of scum, the cult, satanic cult members who would actually orchestrate an attack like that on their own people, horrifically, you've got to ask yourself the question, why? Why would they do that? Well, I can tell you why. Because the biggest attack, the real attack, is the sterilization and the genocide of the whole Jewish population by these satanic cult members. The same Klaus Schwab Nazis that have been embedded in governments across the world. Klaus Schwab stated, that's why we've got this globalist takedown. We've got Klaus Schwab turn around and telling they've infiltrated all of the cabinets. We've got the same scum, the same murderous parasites operating in the United Kingdom, all part of that big circle. The circle for a reason. It's because that cult, it's a cult, it's a satanic cult that's planning mass murder. And what we must do is focus on that and stop the, we get dragged into these stories. It's like shiny, shiny. Look over here. Don't look over here. Let's look over here. It is horrific, but people need to focus on the real adversary. And I've said it from day one. That's Satanists. I'll tell you who they are. They're Satanists, and they're driving this whole agenda, this whole division against people. You see all these daft, ridiculous comments made on social media. Oh, it's the Jews. Oh, it's the Palestinians. Oh, it's this one. It's that one. It's the other one. It's always about the finger pointing. Nobody's pointing the finger at the real factor. The Nazi satanic cult who are driving this agenda, who created this whole Israeli state in the first place. The Balfour Declaration put together by Satanists to take the Jewish population back to the pharaohs where they're going to do the extermination. It's all there. That's the story.
Well, what would have been your alternative solution for the Jews after the Second World War? It seems like, okay, they were like bad intentions also behind it, but it seems also, what's the alternative?
Well, I had friends who, a very good friend of mine lives in Canada. His family were exterminated in the Holocaust. He's got a nice business out there, Dave, nice lad. Right, his family came to London and then they went to Canada. So he moved to Canada. We had people, obviously there was a lot of people who would want to get out of Europe, but that was all part of the plan. terrorize the population and terrorize them back down to, I mean, the Balfour Declaration was specific. That's Satanists, the British government, the Royal Family. I mean, I've got pictures of the Queen pulling the Heil Hitler symbol. Actually, we've got the pictures of them. I mean, you've just seen a Canadian, an absolute piece of filth, right, stand upright and actually honour a Nazi, right, who operated in Ukraine, where they were going specifically to villages to drag out civilians, to take them into the woods, to murder them. And you don't tell me that they didn't know who that guy was. Of course they knew who he was.
The problem with what you're saying, Mark, you are basically putting the existence of Israel as a Satanist conspiracy. And I think that it's a very a limited perspective on it, very black and white, because, you know, Israel, this part of the world, Palestine, was with the majority of Jews already in the 1800s. And actually the immigration to Israel, what is Israel now, to Palestine, started even before Second World War. It started in the 1800s. So there was a ground root waking up of people wanting to leave Europe and move to their source. You know, we are like Native Americans who were driven away from the U.S. and then, let's say, a few hundred years later, want to come back to their home in the U.S. And the Europeans who live now in the U.S. will tell, "Oh, you are like an invader." And so yes. The Balfour Declaration and all Churchill and all this, they were Satanists, the Rothschilds and everything. But at the same time, you know, the people who actually came from Europe before the Second World War and after Second World War, the people like my grandparents, actually from my father's side, we are like eighth generation in Israel. I'm the eighth generation. So we lived hundreds of years in Jerusalem. These people were not Satanists. These people had no idea about all of this agenda. They were basically being persecuted in Europe for thousands of years. There is enough atrocities and evidence for that. And they look for a place that they can call home and they can be safe. So I just want to add it to the perspective that Israel is, the existence of Israel is not a Satanist plane. They have sinister agenda behind its creation. Maybe they even want it because they want to put all the Jews in one place so it will be easier for them to destroy them. But the actual people of Israel and the existence of Israel is legitimate and right.
Well, that's what you've just hit the nail on the head. It's exactly what I was going to say. If I want to exterminate the Jewish population, I get them all in one place. Well, that's exactly what they've done. They've imprisoned... The Jewish people living in Israel are living in a prison. It's an open prison. It's a prison where they've got digital communications networks. They're monitoring everything you do, everything you say. They're audioable. They could actually target anybody who speaks out, right, in Israel. It's basically an open prison. You see, people talk to me about Palestine being a prison. I can tell you Israel is the prison. It's just what happens. It's people's perception is because they don't know the technology. I mean, it shows you how bad, you know, Iron Dome. You build out an electromagnetic radiation target acquisition radar weapon. I can show you that causes sterilization and death. So what's the morbidity rates in Israel compared to other parts of the world? Because I can tell you, you're living in a radiation toxic environment. Now, if you were, let's say you were this evil satanic cult member and you want to kill all Jews, get them all in one place. Makes a lot easier. It's a lot easier a task. And I can tell you now, I look at the Klaus Schwab's plan is to exterminate God's creation. All right. How do you do that? There's a number of ways that you do it. He also wants to steal all your wealth. So how do you do that? And then you go back to the Balfour Declaration. Look, they were Satanists. So why would Satanists? I mean, the British government don't give a rat's ass about anybody, not even themselves, not even their own people. So why would they go to all of the trouble to bring an issue together, right, to get a people and go, all right, we're going to move. And think about it at the time. I mean, yes. There's a lot of people of the Jewish faith in positions of power in London today. But you go back to pre-1916, when there was just about zero. Why would the British government go all that trouble? I can tell you now, because it would have been a cult. They were probably talking to Adolf and going, look, I'll tell you what, Adolf, right? We'll create this state, right? You terrorize them, kill them, massacre them, and then that'll get them all to migrate off down from Europe. See, bit more difficult to kill them all in Europe. If we can get them all in this little part of the world, and then we can imprison them all, and guess what? They've done it. They've exterminated the Jewish population. You've had the highest vaccination rates nearly in the world, which will cause sterilization and death. And now we've got a war going on, right? It's basically a total deflection, because they don't want this information is coming out to Israel. It's Israel universities, Israel scientists, Israeli doctors who are passing the information over that's now coming into the public domain of this extermination. What other reason would that be for that war? I can tell you, it's to deflect people's attention. So everybody's talking about creating more division instead of people coming together and going, hang on a minute, who are these cult members in our parliament who are orchestrating this? Because I can tell you now, when people realize that they've been poisoned and they're dying, and they've got a network that's been set up to exterminate them in the, that is the real story. And if we don't get that story out, it's all over. Because they're planning mass murder, not just a handful of people. And I'm talking about on both sides. Doesn't matter if you're Palestinian, doesn't matter if you're it doesn't matter who you are, they plan to exterminate, because their plan is to destroy all God's creation. That's the butterflies, that's your dolphins, your whales, your fish. Look at the catastrophic effects on the environment from this 5G network. It kills the trees, it kills the ground, it kills the bees, the pollinators. Be no food. They're dragging people out of the land now and getting them into these 15-minute cities. We've got it in the United Kingdom. We've got a criminal, the mayor Carnage. I call him Carnage for a reason. He's putting in multi-photon ionizing radiation guns. They're radar guns. They're multi-photon ionizing radiation emitters. They're lethal. They're lethal to life. He's put thousands of them up in London to exterminate the London population. So it's not just going on. But, you know, if you look at Israel, these are more advanced. Loads more advanced. You've got a lot more of that lethal technology already for the cull, already when they want to pull the trigger. And this whole war carry on, right? This whole these horrific atrocities that we see that are real, absolutely. These atrocities are specifically, see, the more atrocious, the more horrific, right? You make something, guess what? The more attention it's going to get. And the more attention it gets, it drags people's attention away from the real issue, which is this mass extermination. And in particular, the Jewish population. Make no mistake about it. This is just the Nazis once again with a satanic cult agenda.
Mark, on the screen, people can see a picture from 1936 from the Zionist conference in Switzerland. This picture was taken from a lecture by Barry Chemish. Rest in peace. He was probably killed, murdered for the information he put out. And in this picture, we see Chaim Weizmann said, perhaps only 2 million will survive the upcoming Holocaust, but they will be ready for life in Palestine. Now, I want people to understand, this is 1936. This is not 1939. This is not 1942. This is 3 years before the Second World War. This is a Zionist guy in a Zionist conference in Switzerland saying the upcoming Holocaust. They knew, they probably have helped to plan, if not planned altogether, everything of the upcoming Holocaust and the Second World War. They were pushing Hitler for exterminating Jews. And what I'm saying is actually was proven by various researchers from many countries in the world, but also from rabbis, research rabbis. I've been interviewing here on this channel many times, as well as other researchers coming to the same conclusions. It doesn't matter where, which country they come from, which language they speak. This is also from Sean Ross. This is from Dean Henderson and yourself, Mark, and many others coming to the same conclusion. The main purpose, and I've been saying it from day one of the so-called pandemic, the main purpose is to exterminate Jews and their babies and their children, and to exterminate the Bible, the Torah. So in that way, the Sharia law will come up, because by exterminating the Torah and the Bible, basically what you're doing is you also declaring war on Christianity. That means proper Christianity, who believes in God, not Jesuit Christianity, and obviously not Islam. So now what we see in the world is the outcome of a lot of effort by Satanists to exterminate Jews, exterminate Judaism, exterminate the Torah, exterminate the children of God, or the children of the Jewish people, if you like. And actually, and it's true what you said, because the main thing that we should do is multiply. And that's what God ordered us to do, because he knew who we are up against. And he knew what we have to do in order to combat that. And he should and will help us as long as we abide to the rules of, you know, morality. Now, what we see in the last 6 days, it is the uprising of the, I should say, the army, or one branch of the army of Satan. That's why what we see is atrocities. It's not soldiers coming to take soldiers hostages, or to kill hostages, or to bomb tanks and helicopters, etc. This is bloodthirsty non-humans. Yes, they have the same shape, but these are bloodthirsty
monsters
who come deliberately. They come with tools to break into houses, and this we see in the videos that was circling around. And these are not fake videos, guys. You have to believe us. Some of you want us to show you evidences of 40 babies that were beheaded and they were burnt alive, etc. I guess that the pictures are not circling outside. I've seen a couple of them, you don't want to see them. And I guess the reasons they are being censored, this is like snuff stuff. This is like, you don't want to see this. It distorts your soul. You cannot erase these pictures once you see them. I've seen a couple. It's still in my brain. I've seen 3 days ago a few pictures and a beginning, a few seconds of a beginning of a video, and it's still in my brain, and I'm still thinking about them. You don't want to see these things. These are bloodthirsty animals coming to kill civilians, to torture civilians. The descriptions I heard, and I played this morning, of an Israeli guy describing what they were doing to living women and girls, because he saw these videos. He saw this alive, and I believed him. He saw recordings of these actions. You don't want to see these things. You cannot be the same man again. So all of you out there who want to see evidences, trust me, you don't want to see these pictures. You don't want to see these videos. You cannot be the same as before once you did these things, you see these things. And why I'm saying this? Because these bloodthirsty animals who are coming to do these things to babies, to grandmothers, to women, to girls, to boys, to civilians, they are one of the arms of Satan army. We see these things, as I said in other times in the last few days, we see these sort of pictures and evidences like you all want to see. We see them at John Podesta house. We see them in Jeffrey Epstein house and underground basement. We see them with the Hillary Clinton stuff that has been going on, Pizzagate. We see all these things with, what's her name, Marina Abramovich. We see all these things with these people, and these are Satanists, and they like to do these things. And this has been spreading in the world for many, many years. Now it's raising its head. Okay, and what we see is not out there in some basement on some island. It's here in our neighborhoods, in our streets, with our people. I've been saying from day one of, again, the pandemic, the target is Jews and children. And what you say, Mark, and we've been in touch, what, 5 years now, I think, since 2018. What you are saying, Mark, is spot on. Because this is the work of Satan through his dominions and his servants. Whether they know it or not, it doesn't matter, because that's the work that has been done underground, and now it's on the ground. This is one thing. The second thing, the target is Jews, like they put 5G in Benchem, okay, in Gateshead. Like they did this first, they do this now in Israel. Now, of course, you have to differentiate between the Israeli government and the Israeli people. The Israeli government, unfortunately, and this here, I'm saying a disclaimer, because unlike you guys, I'm in Israel. So here's a disclaimer. Government of Israel, the armed forces of Israel, the intelligence forces of Israel, the Shin Bet, the Mossad, the whatever, all the agencies of the Israeli army and government. I love Israel. I love this land. I love these people. What I'm saying is for the benefit. I'm not here to harm intelligence. I'm not here to harm any the people of Israel, the Bible of Israel, the religious people of Israel, and the non-religious people of Israel. I'm here for the good of others. I'm here for the good of myself and to protect myself and my family. All of us here in Israel, we suffer now unbelievable attacks. Unbelievable attacks. Every 2 seconds in some place in Israel, there's a red alarm saying a missile is coming, a rocket is coming, and this is just the beginning. Now, there is a warning coming for today, Friday the 13th. Surprise, surprise, all right? Sorry? A very serious warning that was spread around in the social networks, not in the mainstream media. Now it's coming out also among the soldiers and the army that we are going to be attacked in Jerusalem, in the north, in the south, and probably also inside of Israel. So this is a warning to all Israelis and to all of you out there. This is not a bullshit game. This is not like, oh, he's right, he's wrong. This is serious stuff, all right? And the fact that the army of US is coming and the army of the UK is coming and maybe France and maybe others. We don't like, I don't like it. Never mind, I don't like it because I know Israel by that showing weakness. And yes, sure, I want to stay alive. Sure, I want to thrive. And sure, I will get the help also of an American soldier in order to stay alive. And that's exactly what they want us. They want us not independent. They want us weak. They want us asking for help. They want us miserable. And we, the people, Jews, non-Jews, doesn't matter if you're Muslim, if you're Hindu, if you're Christian, doesn't matter. If you want to stay alive, you have to understand that your government is your enemy, not Jews. Not Jewish people are your enemies. No, this is just fucking propaganda. You have to put it in your head. You've been played for many years like we did. You've been played decades on decades. You've been played to think that the Jews are the Jews are to blame. The Jews control the world. The Jews control Hollywood. The Jews Jewish. This is bullshit, guys. Who control the world are bloodthirsty royal families. And they run the Rothschild and the Rockefellers and the CFR and the, what's his name, the Bank for International Settlements, all been run from Switzerland and Liechtenstein. Stop fucking about and blaming us. Stop it. It doesn't do you any good. It serves Satan itself. It serves its agenda. Stop it. The bastards are sitting there. They sit in the city of London. They sit in Washington, D.C. They sit in Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Monaco, Luxembourg. They sit there and nobody fucking get there and do anything to them. And yes, they have their messengers in the UK government, in the US government, in the Israeli government, France government, German government, everywhere. They've been, I mean, Klaus Schwab is proud of all the people he put in other governments Can't you see what he's saying? Can't you understand that what he's saying is actually true? They have
right.
The hang on. Child, they have this sort of control on we the people, but they fall because we are big in numbers. We just have to open our head and realize that we are being played. Yes, Mark.
Right. One of the things I want to explain to people during the First World War, right, where we had two people basically fighting each other. They were cousins, right? So you had two very close cousins, right, who were related to each other, and they had a war in Europe. And what they did, they had what's called trench warfare, and they used to dig these trenches, and they had machine guns, and they used to get people to go up. But before they used to do the attack, they used to blow a whistle. Because if the Germans were asleep on the other side, they had to wake them up before they actually went. And if you ran, they shot you in the back. And the same on the German side, they used to blow the whistle. So when they were going to do the attack, right, there was no creeping about. There was no secret about it. So they could actually mow down and massacre in thousands with kill zones with machine guns. The trenches were built with kill zones on both sides so they could massacre. That's the people who are running it. So as Shai says, and I totally agree, open your mind, stop listening and stop watching this. You know, the whole narrative's been played. It's like it's play. The world is played, and we're being played, and we're being played, and they're now planning this mass extermination. It's getting serious. So these attacks on both are serious. This is getting really serious. And the problem that we've got, they have the end solution. The Nazis ran it, right? The solution, the end solution, the solution is they're going to kill you all. They're exterminating people by the thousands, by the millions, and it's going to be by the millions if we don't stop being deflected by them and, you know, get organized.
And, you know, while the army and our soldiers have going actually to various fronts, we the people in Israel, inside of Israel, we have no weapons. The majority of us have no weapons. They have basically all the warehouses with the weapons that, I mean, we the people have no weapon to defend ourselves. Okay, and another thing I want to show you guys, this is some good information regardless, okay? You see this. You see this? Okay, this is someone, it's a soldier. He's holding a mobile phone, okay? You see, the screen is off, but the phone, during this night vision binoculars or whatever, now he told the soldier to switch on his screen, you see? This is when the screen is on, you see? But when the screen is off, the phone can still be seen. Now, this is true for anything that emits radiation. In a night vision, at least this equipment, I don't know exactly this equipment, but at least in this equipment, you are still seen. So it may be, this is not just for soldiers out there in the battlefield. It may be that the terrorists who are coming into Israel, they also have these devices. And they can see, using night vision, and see even civilians, okay, with mobile phones trying to communicate or connect with some family members or other to call for help. So you need to realize this is like serious stuff. This is probably, I won't be surprised if this technology is Israeli, all right? And now is again, like the 5G, like the Qualcomm, like many other startup fucking nations, startup companies in Israel, they've actually managed to come up with so many good ideas that eventually being used against us, we the people. And first and foremost is Jewish people in Israel. And you know, what a rant. Things are really, they're getting serious here. Today is Friday. We have been warned about today, especially today. Towards the afternoon, early evening, Muslim people are going to the mosques. And once they come out, maybe that this is the beginning of some sort of an uprising. Now, it may be that because of in the last few days, this information has been circling around over the social networks in Israel, maybe maybe they will not do it. Maybe it will change their plans. But if not, it may be that today tomorrow, who knows for how long, but we are going into phase 2 of this phase 2 story, because what we experienced now in the last week, this is phase 2 of corona. I mean, don't, and I agree with Mark again, the injections were there to weaken us all. And I just reminding you, in the UK, I think out of 68 million people, only 14 should stay alive. Maybe I'm wrong. This is from the Deagle website. And in Israel, out of, this is according to 2017, if I'm not wrong, out of, let's say, 8 million people back then, only 4 million should stay alive. And this is according to a very serious website who gave this forecast about population, etc. And we've been showing it over the last few years, and it's been circling over the internet. So coming to all this and seeing the damage from the injections, and maybe it wasn't enough, so they come up with this war. Now, there's all these explanations of geopolitical, and the US, they want to come back to the scene. They want to, you want Saudi Arabia to do this, that, and the other. I'm showing the picture in a second, Mark. So, okay, maybe this is all true, but behind everything, and we've been exposing this for a few years now, behind everything, it's a satanist agenda. And most people still don't want to get it. Most people who took injections still believe the mainstream media. And this is really bad, because you should at least wake up and start to convert yourself from mainstream media to alternative media. Okay? So this is really serious. Mark, I'm going to show you this picture. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, there you see the devious characters who are dealing with, right? And what this is the PCR test, which used to be the pharaohs used to use, where they used to impregnate whatever poison was actually on the end of the bud. This is a pharaoh type attack. They did it with a lot of what they called slaves, which I would suggest would be the Jewish population, who broke free of the Egyptian sort of stranglehold. But this technology allows me to deposit a carbon nanotube in the brain. And once I've got those carbon nanotubes, they can then be released using a pulse modulated 450 nanometers frequency. They drop those neural links into the brain. It's on the end of the bud. The bud, it's hydrogel. And inside that hydrogel, there's those nanoparticulates you see on the right-hand side, the carbon nanotubes. Inside that is a neural link. There's the fibers. That's the bud. That's what they tested on everybody. I mean, this document in the bottom left corner is off the British government. And it actually states in Latin, ipsos mori, they die. So it's not just, you know, this is a global thing. What I can also do is the weaponization of a control of the brain. Now, what's actually happening in America, there was the Zombie Preparedness Act. So if I had people in this wireless body area network, this 5G network, this mesh network, and I then drop those neural links into their brains, I can basically control their thought processes. I can get them to commit suicide, which would be pretty interesting for some evil demonic force. And this was actually in the UK. So a lot of people who've taken the PCR test, they don't know, but they're walking around with a latent weapon system that's activated using a bare element, the LED streetlights. And people tell me that they trust our government. Well, they actually told you in the document you're going to die. That was the one set. That was the one that was actually sent to my home to book in for this PCR test. Obviously, I blanked out my address. So that's you know. So we've got to remember, right? Everything else is deflecting people away from the actual facts of what these cult members have done to the vast body of the populations across the world, right? And I can tell you now, without a doubt, as Shai said before, I was very concerned that we were a test bed in Gateshead due to the fact that we've got one of the largest Orthodox Jew populations outside of Israel. And where they actually are, the radiation levels were catastrophic. And obviously, my local authority called the Goathead. it's all very demonic. They've got a goat's head symbol. You know, you've got to go back. If you go back in time, if you look at Leeds Council, their symbol's an owl, seeing in the dark, all satanic. A lot of the symbols, if you go to the City of London, the dragons, all symbolic of Satan. No, we're living in a satanic world, and now we've come to the ascension where we're going to break out of it. We're going to have to break out of it. If we don't break out of their satanic cult organizations and structures, believers, they've got you in their sight, and they want to exterminate you. And the main reason for that is the ascension. They know we're starting to ascend, we're starting to work out what's going on, and they have only one opportunity to exterminate us, because we create our reality. We manifest our reality. We are God's creation. We manifest our reality, and they're trying to keep us in this satanic state by putting out all of this information that we absorb, and then we manifest the reality of it. If you think about it, if we ignore these satanic cult false flag attacks, there'd be no point doing it. The fact that we manifest the reality of them, it's what gives them that potency, and it's the reason why the cult do it. The cult do it specifically because of the power. When you see children being harmed and murdered, upsets me. It upsets me, all of this stuff, right? And that, but that's why they use the power of these horrific acts to control the narrative. And we've got to be powerful enough and strong enough to go, hang on a minute, this is really what's going on. This is the real story, not this one over here that they're trying to drag us into and take us away from the ascension. And the ascension will happen through knowledge, actually having a full knowledge of what's really going on.
Just to add that, while, you know, we are 50 minutes in this podcast, and all the time I'm getting updates about rocket here, fires there, terrorist here, soldier there, all the time. This has been going on so many. I mean, 50 minutes, dozens of reports on various places, various tackles with terrorists and Israeli soldiers. And mind you, these are not freedom fighters. Hamas has no freedom fighters. And now maybe it's not even Hamas. Maybe it's Iranian. Maybe it's Daesh. Maybe it's ISIS. I don't know. But those who fight Israel, those who penetrate and enter Israel, kibbutz and moshav and settlements, those who enter the base, the army base in Israel, these are bloodthirsty animals. Have no mistake about it. They have been... it's like a petri dish, and they've been put there as probably as young babies, and they manage to treat them and train them and hypnotize them and create bloodthirsty animals out of young babies. This is not, you know, you just think about the mass human trafficking, child trafficking, how they are being held in cages, etc., and what they are going through. And when they come to the age of 12 or 18 or 20, if they are still alive, who are they? They know nothing else beside their cage and what their brain has been wired to experience. In the same way exactly, these bloodthirsty animals have been kept in cages for young age, and their brain is wired only to create havoc, to cause damage, to cut, to slice, to rape, to kill, to mutilate, to behead people. It's almost unbelievable. Thank God I'm saying it in English, so it has weaker influence on my soul. Otherwise, if I say it in Hebrew, it's really horrific. Really. I see more pictures you sent me, Mark. One second.
I also tried to send you a picture. Did you receive them? Because it shows me that it's blocked. I just sent you a picture and it doesn't let me to send
That's
you
it.
On Messenger.
Barak, I have no accounts on Facebook anymore.
Okay,
It's not just broadcast. Look.
Is there any other way I can send you pictures? Because I want people to see.
That's my account. You see? Yeah. See my account?
Got you.
That's my account.
Wow.
That's it. Facebook, bye-bye. And it's probably true for Raising the Frequency page. Look, I had on Raising the Frequency, I had 20K followers. On my profile, I had 6,000, maybe 7,000 followers besides 5,000 friends. You know, I'm quite known in the social networks of Israel. Facebook, bye-bye, finished. Now I have only Live 528. This is, we knew that we are going to reach this, yeah, this phase. I mean, it's no surprise. I'm not like, oh, no, what can I do? Fuck Facebook, you know? If that's what they do, fuck Facebook. It's like I fuck YouTube. They deleted my account with 25K. This is beginning 2020. Fuck YouTube. Who gives a fuck about these bastards, you know? They block me. They block the truth. Fuck them. We are going to win because truth is behind us, in front of us. God is with us. We're going to win. Fuck them. So, Barak, you want to say?
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, first of all, you said something when you were talking. I want to bring some clarity to this. You said Israel and Palestine. There is no Israel and Palestine. Israel is Palestine. Palestine is a region. It's a name that was given by the region as an act of war and hate against the existence of the Jews after the Romans drove away the Jews from Judah, Samaria. All the tribes were different tribes were in that region, and they gave the name Palestine to that region. Palestine is not a Muslim and Arabic word. It is a Roman word, and it is the name of a tribes that came actually from Greece. They were red hair. It's a different race, and they were like the historical biblical enemies of Israel. So basically the Roman threw away the Jews, and they changed the name, because when you erase the history of a nation, you basically cut the roots off. And this name, when people use the name Palestine, it is another way to say annihilation of Israel. When you say Palestine, you said the annihilation of Israel, because Palestine is where Israel is. Israel is Palestine. It's not like Palestinian Arabs as a nation. Anyone who was born and lived in that region before they changed the name and had founded the country of Israel, with all the problem and the dark agendas behind it, were Palestine. My parents and grandparents were all Palestinians. They had a Palestinian ID. Okay, so just to bring clarity to this, because the name Palestine is used a lot against the Jews. Now, what you say about deflecting, if you look objectively about what happened now and how many people killed compared to how many people already died from the vaccine, the number of people died from the vaccine is in the tens of thousands. We have children and adults. We have obviously the heart attacks and all kinds of turbo cancer and autoimmune diseases that started after the vaccine. So it's true that there is more people got hurt and died so far from this, and probably many more is about to come. But this is not to undermine the horrific story that's happening now in Israel, and understanding that it is part of the overall war. You know, I just told Chai the other day, it's like they have this kind of competition between different leaders in the world, who is going to do the next false flag operation and kill these people. So you have the train in Greece that they basically exploded, collided the train and killed like 150 young people. You have the fire in Maui. You have the floods again in Greece. You have the earthquake in Turkey that killed like 60,000 people or so. It was some kind of technology that they use, either explosion of underground oil well that they stop working and they put big explosive inside there and cause the earthquake, or it was some kind of other Tesla technology. So all over the world we're being attacked. Now, because this atrocity just happened, I want to kind of talk a bit more about it. It is very emotional for us, the things we've seen. My Facebook is full with people who died. you know, this relative, brother, cousin, people that are actually my Facebook friends, it's all full with death. This is not a fiction. Me and Shai are not Hasbara agents. We are just aware people who seek the truth and like to share and spread the truth. We see it as a mission. So please believe us that we are. It's not like some kind of fake. It's actually happening. No. So what's going on here? It's part of the big picture. They have an agenda to take to destroy Israel and to make Jerusalem the headquarter of the new world order. And for this, I guess they need this world. They use the Muslims. The Muslims, they are good Muslims in the world. They are very warm-hearted people. They have some profound spirituality in them. I really like, for example, the teaching of Rumi, the Sufi. They are beautiful things. They are beautiful music, beautiful food. It's not about race. But these people, by the Satanist inside them, like they brainwash from childhood. And this is the picture I just tried to send Shai. You have children, like 4, 3, 4, 5 years old, that they already have the weapon custom, holding a real weapon and putting it to the head of somebody with a helmet with the sign of Israel. The mothers dress them as a custom, as a suicide bomber. They are drenched with hatred and lies about Jewish and about Israel from when they were born. It's all over the media. It's in the family. It's everywhere. And of course, because their politicians use their civilian as a human shield and as a political weapon against Israel, also Israel retaliate and kill a lot of innocent people. What should Israel do when their missiles are fired from a kindergarten, or they are building like weapons and missiles under hospitals? You have to stop it. It is your right and your duty as a government and as people that if somebody come to kill you, you have to either kill them first or stop them. And this is what Israel is being guilty of, because we've been firing back, and in the process we were killing a lot of innocent children, women. And believe me, when I see these Palestinian children dying, I feel as much pain as when I see the Jewish kids are dying. This is not what we want. We are not bloodthirsty people that looking to kill as many as possible Muslim. We want to live and let live. But we are in a situation that we have no choice. We are being used both as a scapegoat and the role of the Muslims here. And it was written already, I think, nearly 100 or more years ago, that this is their plan. The plan is to unleash the Muslim against the Zionist. And this is part of their prophecy, and this is part of their plan. And unfortunately, a lot of innocent children, also on the Palestinian side, are going to get injured. And what's going to happen, I want you to understand that this thing with Muslim is not only in Israel. They are flooded England, they flooded France, they went to Sweden. And the thing about this culture, this is not racist, what I'm saying. I have nothing against the race. We are actually Semic. When you say anti-Semic, you also say anti-Arabs, because Arabs are Semic. We are both Semic race. So this Islamic, it's like fundamentalism is like a disease. It's like a virus. And these people are not culturally blending with society. Most of them, some do, some most not. And you can see that even in France, you have a no-go zone. In England, you have no-go zone. This is areas where that you have Muslims. And what happened is when historically, when there is a 5% Muslim in the population, they're okay. When 10%, they start to demand that you're going to live according to their beliefs. And then 15%, they actually start to become violent. And you can see that North Africa in the beginning of the 20th century was a Christian majority. All of this, Libya, maybe Morocco, they were a Christian country, and the Tunisia, and because the Islam kind of infiltrated and the population of the Islamic increased, eventually it was you either go our way or the highway. So they had the Muslim revolution, and now they spread everywhere. And this is also what's happening now. France is close to 15% Muslims. I met a Frenchman when in my travel in Asia. He was like in his maybe 60s. He was a ex-military guy, and he said, "We are about to have a civil war in Israel. There's not in Israel, in France. There's no way around it." And you see that all you have to see, the friend of your enemy is your enemy. Who is the one who bring all those Arabs into your countries? Those are the Merkel. This is Macron. This is Klaus Schwab. Those are our enemy. This is our joint enemy. These are Illuminati people, and they are flooding Europe with Muslims. What do you think? They care about these people? This psychopath, Satanist, they care about the Muslim? No, it's about breaking society, because it's easier to control society when it's broken, when it is divided. And this is what's happening in Israel for decades. The left is being infiltrated into Israel. Is being brainwashed Israeli. We have a lot of Israeli that are kind of like traitors, and they are saying things that Israel didn't do, and they bring really bad propaganda against Israel. And then people say, Israeli said that you are doing all these atrocities. These people are brainwashed. And inside Israel now, inside the official Israeli territory, we have 1.5 million Muslim Arab citizens. And there is this map going on everywhere. You can see it's green map that you see like how Palestine used to be and how they shrink and crumble in the population. It's false map. Actually, now in Israel, there is more Arabs, Muslim, than ever before in history. So we have 1.5 million Arabs inside Israel. And we have also about 1 million here, 1 million there around us, in a territory that was initially supposed to be part of Israel when they divided Israel initially. So I want you to be aware, when you have all this demonstration in your country now, in England, a Jewish person cannot go with a Hanukkah, with a kippah on his head, because he's afraid for his life. The same thing in France. You've been infiltrated by a Nazi movement, which is the Islamic movement. I hope, Shai, I sent you a few days ago the pictures that you can see the Hamas moving, showing the hand symbol of the Nazis. And you can see already from the beginning of the Israel founder, there was a guy called El Husseini. He was the head of the Arabs in Israel. He met in the early 40s or late 30s, he met with Hitler. They have pictures of them together. And he convinced Hitler not to allow, because initially, before the Holocaust, the Nazis had this idea to expel the Jews into Palestine. They would have like written on the windows of the Jews' shops, "Go to Palestine." Yeah, but this guy met with Hitler and told him, "Don't send the Jews to Palestine," because he wanted the majority Arabics here, and instead they sent like 70,000, I think, Bulgarian or something Jews to one of the concentration camps. And also the British was on the same side with the Arabs. There were ships of Jews running away from the Nazis, going to come to Israel, and the British sent them back to their death. British didn't allow Jews to come, because you say Balfour Declaration, they were all Nazis and stuff like that, Satanists or whatnot, but they were actually collaborating with the Nazis to exterminate the Jews, and with the Arabs in Israel that were also Nazis to exterminate the Jews. How come the British and the American didn't bomb the train tracks to the concentration camps? They knew exactly what's going on there. So you see, the Jews are the real victim in this story. And it is a miracle that although we have all of these things against us, that we survived and we became as strong as we are our military. So I just give like this kind of historical perspective to this conflict. And I want to say before I end my what I'm saying now, that there is a lot of Arabs who lived in Israel that are victims as well. They were told by the Arab countries in 1948, leave your home, go to Gaza, go to the West Bank or whatnot. We will come with all the armies and we will murder, destroy all the Jews. We'll kill all the Jews in Israel. This is what they say. And then you can come back. And miraculously, Israel won those war. And of course, they didn't let all of these people who left to come back to their home. They were like basically enemy collaborators. And this is war. When somebody attack you in a war and you win and you take their land, according to international law, this is your land. They took the chance. They went to war. They lost. This is how it goes in life. This is how it is. So this is actually our land. We are not conquerors. This is our heritage. We've been here all along. And the one who is a conqueror is actually the Muslim that was inside and outside of us. And the Muslim and the Arabs who lived here, some of them lived here hundreds of years, some just came in the British time. They are also victims. They lost their homes. They suffered tremendously. And I'm really sorry for them. But this is not our fault. This is the fault of the Arab leaders. To this day, instead of taking all of these Arab people after 48, the 1948 and 1967 war, instead of the Arab leaders saying, okay, come back, you're anyway, you are like Arabs, you are Muslim, come back to your home. Jordan was supposed to be part of Jewish Israel, but the British gave it all to one of their Muslim friends. They could have just taken all of them and assimilated them in the country and being like, what is? But no, they kept them in this condition in order to use their misery as a weapon against the Jews. So this is my spiel.
If you look at it, if you look
one second, just in the last few minutes, there have been alarms in the north of Israel, and some rockets have been fallen. Even here, I heard something. I mean, it wasn't here, but the backflash, the sound.
This is the beginning of World War III, guys. You're seeing the beginning of World War III.
Planning a mass extermination. That's what people have to understand. I mean, look, the British government, we probably taught everybody, you know, the nefarious actors in the British government taught everybody what they needed to know around the world. You only have to look at Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland was compartmentalized for a reason. They make their bones right on the back of division and trouble. You see, and then they're always there to help the hand. It's the same as Rwanda. Rwanda was compartmentalized. They compartmentalized them, and then what they do is they give the leading, a group, they give them a little bit more power. They make it so that people want to resist and cause a load of trouble. You see, when you're in the game of protection racketeering, when you're in the game of protection racketeering, you have to have trouble so that you can then intervene. You see, so the whole taxation event, taxes to fund the military industrial complex, it's all on the back of trouble. It's called protection racketeering. And what we see today is that same protection racketeering, right, going on. But the bigger picture, what I've spoken about before, the bigger picture, they have deployed a 5G weapon on top of you. They've injected you with a sterilizing agent that they can then get a better resolution, and they're planning your mass extermination. And the protection racketeering business that they're in, and this goes to all governments around the world, it's a distraction. And it's a distraction because when people find out, which they will very soon, that their children, everybody's been sterilized, it's in all the data, that's when people are going to go, right, we need to do something about it and remove this cult. This cult controlled the world for thousands of years. You know, it didn't just happen. They've been in charge and now they're losing control. They knew they were going to lose control due to there was Stargate and looking glass. And when they started to look, they've always been in control. We've always been their slaves. We're their cattle. We're their slaves. And unfortunately, when they started looking at these predictive analysis tools, they found that, as it states in Revelation, Satan's time is over. Satan's days are over. So consequently, the only way to remedy that, because it's our manifestation of reality that actually creates this this ascension. So to remedy that, the only way that they can remedy it is kill the cull, kill the cattle, kill the religious, kill those that read the book. Keep, you know, that's what it's all about. They just do not want people who can either read the book and understand what's going on in front of us. And that's why we see all of this war, this absolutely horrific, these actions going around us.
Mark, what do you think if tomorrow, let's say, Muslims will start uprising in the UK? Are you British ready?
I'll let them get on. Let them get on with it. Crack on. I'm ready to die. I know where I'm off to. Listen, I've got my place in heaven already booked. I mean, that whole death thing to me is that, you know, I got threatened to death when I started speaking out about about the 5G weapons that the government had deployed on top of us. I got lots of threats, I'm not bothered, you know, kill me tomorrow. I've done my job. My role was a messenger to tell people what was really going on. And what's really going on, right? This world has always been managed and controlled by a cult. That cult crosses. It's their secret little kiddie killer, what I call the kiddie killer club, the torture, the drinking of children's blood. It goes on across all creeds, all religions, all groups. At the very, very top, what they call a glass ceiling that we can't break into, it's because we don't like to drink and eat children. Well, we know who they are, and unfortunately, there's a larger proportion of the population. If I'd been talking about this, let's say 10 years ago, we're having this conversation 10 years ago, people would switch this off immediately and go, he is an absolute lunatic. The fact that I'm speaking about this today means it has value. And you see, this is the manifestation. This is people manifesting the reality. We know who these people are. We're exposing them for who they are. And the problem that they've got, they've only got one choice, mass extermination. And it is the religious who they're going to try and kill first. And the Jews in particular. This mass extermination has been planned for thousands of years. And believers, the whole purpose of getting them down into Israel into one space makes it a lot easier. Bringing those Muslim men into the United Kingdom, believers, they're vaccinating them in their hotels and they can kill them, they can cull them at any time. They might want them to do some work for them. They might want them to kill a lot of us, but I can tell you now, coming to the United Kingdom, which has got a large 5G wireless body area network, right, will be your death sentence. It's like walking into a death trap. So if they want to come here, let them come here. It's going to be easier to kill them. I mean, they haven't got this technology down in Africa. You know, it's sparse. If you want to get people into an area where you want to exterminate them, you need to have that mesh network.
What about Bobby? You had a guy called Bobby, and he was like doing like exposing this truth about the takeover of England by the Muslim, and all of this double standard that Muslim have done, all kinds of rapes of children, and the government was doing nothing about it. And then he was really under fire. You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about what he missed was the largest rapists in this country on the House of Lords. The cult members are in the elite groups. So you see him, his focus was specifically the group of grooming. There was a number of Muslim groups. What people didn't understand, they were local drug dealer types who were working with the British establishment, because we all know that the intelligence agencies run all class A drugs around the world. And the fact that the government, that they got away with what they got away with because they're working for the local police. They were intelligence gatherers for the local police forces. So consequently, there was a young girl went into a police station. She'd been kicked out of her home, 14-year-old, and the police handed her over to a grooming gang. They took her to a takeaway where there was about 10 or 15 of these guys who raped her and abused her. She was handed over to them by the police. And the reason the police handed her over to them was because these guys were already working within the police to gather data on the population. Obviously, drug dealing is one of the ways that the intelligence agencies can gather information on the ground. That's why they invaded Afghanistan. They invaded Afghanistan after the Taliban stopped the production of opium and the production and the export of it across the world. I know because I know guys who were in special forces who were taking arms in to fund it, to give to the Taliban to fight against the Russians. And what they were bringing out in payment was heroin. And when the Taliban switched it off, the West invaded that country. And the reason for that is because Class A drugs are used as an intelligence gathering tool in indigenous populations. The whole purpose why they made it illegal. So when Tommy Robinson made the narrative about these Muslim grooming gangs, why didn't he talk about the British establishment that have been doing it for thousands of years? If you want to talk about saying this, I mean, we've got a picture outside of the BBC. There's a statue that was crafted by Eric Gill, a predatory paedophile, and a dog abuser. He was a beast, right? And he sculptured that picture of an old man hanging on to a little boy with nothing on. That's what the British establishment is. So why was so Tommy focusing on a couple of Muslim gangs? Well, he missed a big story. If you want to talk about paedophilia and child abuse, let's get them all in it. I can tell you who they are. They're Satanists.
I want to thank you guys. We should wrap it up. Mark, I will obviously send you the recording of this broadcast.
Brilliant.
We had roughly 100 people with us. If Facebook would not delete my account, I mean, I just appealed for something, but anyway, I don't count.
You've got no chance. If you
think they're going to delete this show, I know, mate. But anyway, I just appealed and I put my picture and whatever. But otherwise, we have probably few hundreds here online.
Yeah, I've just sent you a video, right? ISIS, yeah. Actually fighting on behalf of the Ukrainians against the Russians. If that doesn't tip things over on their head, I mean, I heard Bibi talking about this ISIS. He's going to smash ISIS. Well, he needs to get up to Ukraine then and help the Russians.
Maybe if you want to smash them, you should stop sponsoring them. Anyway,
exactly.
Maybe just to finish with this line, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing the world he didn't exist.
Didn't exist, guys, absolutely.
Guys, just a trick. He's working its way through our governments, through our officials, through government departments, and through the media, obviously. Yeah. Blood-sucking media. I wish you all guys all the best. I hope for us to have a pleasant and quiet weekend over here in Israel. May God bless us all. Thank you very much, guys. See you very soon.
God bless. God bless you.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.